woman because she wanted to go to her college graduation, and the story's going viral. Who was in the right on this one? We'll talk about it after the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Another police shooting has been caught on video, this time in a suburb of Minneapolis, where a driver was shot and killed after a routine traffic stop. Philando Castile's girlfriend was in the front seat alongside him and captured the aftermath of the shooting on video that she live-streamed on Facebook.
We got pulled over for a busted taillight in the back, and the police, he's covered, he killed my friend. He's licensed to carry. He was trying to get out his ID and his wallet out his pocket, and he let the officer know that he had a firearm and he was reaching for his wallet, and the officer just shot him in his arm.
Late last night, police held a very brief news conference.
During the stop, shots were fired. One adult male was taken to the hospital. We have been informed that this individual is deceased. A handgun was recovered from the scene.
The officer involved in the shooting remains on administrative leave while the investigation continues. In Baton Rouge, Louisiana, meanwhile, tensions are still running high after police there shot and killed an African-American man early Tuesday. So far, protests have been peaceful. Amid the anger and grief, one man who witnessed the incident is now speaking out.
Abdullah Maflahi says he believed Alton Sterling didn't know what police wanted.
He's really confused. He didn't know what was going on or why they were there. He asked them before, when they started trying to push him against the car, what did I do wrong? What's going on?
Maflahi said he never saw a gun in Sterling's hand.
The gun was never anywhere in his hand, nor his hand was inside his pocket. The gun came out after the cops went inside his pocket and pulled it out.
I'm Kim Hutcherson.
Baltimore has seen 2 of 6 of its police officers acquitted of their involvement in Freddie Gray's death. A third trial ended in a hung jury. Now another trial is scheduled to start today. And calls for the state's attorney's office to cut its losses are getting louder.
The career of state's attorney Marilyn Mosby may be irreparably harmed.
By keeping this going, you're just giving more fodder to the next person who wants to run.
Tyler Mann worked with Mosby when he was a city prosecutor. He's now in a private practice.
I hope that if this is another not guilty, that they take a good hard look at the evidence and mistakes that they're making.
Police morale is way down, he says, along with arrest rates.
50, 60, 75% as to what they were 2 years ago.
He says the trials are starting to become a distraction in a city with other problems, like only 32% of the homicides getting solved. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A Northern Virginia delegate to the Republican National Convention is scheduled to be in federal court in Richmond today, arguing against a state law that will require him to vote for Donald Trump at the convention. Bo Correll of Winchester filed a federal lawsuit challenging the law that requires him to cast his vote for the candidate who won the state's primary, in this case, Donald Trump. The Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders campaigns are said to be discussing a potential event next week in New Hampshire, during which Sanders would formally endorse Clinton's White House bid. More than 1,000 Olympic athletes will participate in a Zika study paid for by NIH's Division of Child Health and Human Development.
NIH is footing the bill for a researcher from the University of Utah to test Olympians for Zika before they go to Brazil and for a year after they come home.
And for those who do demonstrate infection, to look at the persistence of the virus in body fluids.
NIH's Dr. Catherine Spong says the study also provides a unique opportunity to learn about the frequency of Zika infection in travelers and gives
details on reproductive outcomes for those who were infected.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 17,919, the NASDAQ at 48,59. Sports Bryce Harper has one of the 3 Nats homers as they beat the Brewers. The O's beat the Dodgers in a 14-inning game that included a Dodger Stadium record 36 strikeouts. WNBA, the Mystics lose. WMAL News Time 6:04 up next. Traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Breaking news, the inside story, traffic and weather.
This is pretty remarkable stuff.
Listen on your desktop or download the WMAL app today and don't miss a minute.
Get this.
Available in the App Store, Android Market, or Google Play.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. You know, my friends and realtors Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams are on fire. They just did it again. They just sold Kevin Sloan's home in Chantilly in just 5 days. He said the Reynolds team was flawless and everything clicked just as promised. Here's another one, Diane Brady. She said, not only did they sell my home in 3 days and I got multiple offers, it was the highest selling home in the neighborhood. They can sell your home too. The Reynolds get results. They already have the home buyers ready to look at your home right now. Don't settle for average when you can get proven superstars working for you. Debbie and Sarah will get you top dollar and get your home sold fast. It's as simple as that. Don't risk losing thousands of dollars and your valuable time. Call the only ones I would trust to sell my home. That's the Reynolds team. 844-344-SOLD. 844-344-SOLD. Or on the web at DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Shop Historic Occoquan with over 70 specialty shops and restaurants. Historic Occoquan.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
DC 295 coming off of the Beltway, going northbound, north past the Naval Research Lab with the incident. That's why we're slowing almost back through to the Beltway. So be prepared as you come around that Beltway loop, either inner or outer. As you're coming from Maryland, so far, so good. No incidents to the Wilson Bridge and not much of a major backup. 210 northbound. I've just been watching that volume growing, pushing north past Old Fort Road toward Palmer Road. But now between Palmer Road and Livingston Road, looks like we have an incident cruiser responding. So heads up in that stretch of 210 northbound. For 270 southbound, we have the delay through Urbana and Hyattstown. And then as you pass Montgomery Village Avenue, slowing, we have some police activity along the left side. 66 hung up through Manassas towards Centerville, 95 in Aquia, again in Woodbridge toward Lorton below speed. Now, and the update is brought to you by MyCleanPC.com. Now, if your computer is running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com and get a free computer diagnosis. And in minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software. Clean out the junk that might be slowing your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Another hot one today. Temperatures going back into the 90s, about 94 degrees, with some clouds coming in by this afternoon. Maybe a shower, maybe a passing thunderstorm. No widespread rain expected. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 72 in Haymarket, 75 in Waldorf, 77 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by MyCleanPC.com. A 2015 Baltimore riot agitator pleads guilty to his role in the CVS burning. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
It is 6:08 on WMAL. This is Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. Lisa Booth from Washington Examiner, frequent Fox News panelist, is in for Brian Wilson.
Hi,
good to
Larry.
Have you, Lisa. How are you?
I'm doing well. They let me in the building.
I know. We'll look into that. Coming up at 7:05, Eleanor Hart is an activist. She wants D.C. to be a state. We'll talk to her. 7:35, Al Weaver, Washington Examiner. One of your colleagues there at the Examiner. Talk about presidential politics.
So it's going to be great.
At 8:35, Joe Parsicini. He's a former FBI official. Big morning. Keep it here.
Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more.
You know, everybody dreams about that drop the mic moment. You know, in radio, when you quit your job, it literally is a drop the mic moment.
Right. I see what you did there.
Yeah. There's a story that's going mini viral here on social media. In fact, if we talk about it today, it may even get more popular. It's from a website called askamanager.org, and it is about a manager asking for advice about an employee who quit without any notice. And just wait till you hear this story. It's pretty interesting, and I do want you to chime in on whose side you are on here. I think it becomes pretty clear who's in the right here after a little while. But we would love for you to chime in and give us your take. And also, if you want to share your horror stories about a really bad boss, give us a call at 888-630-9625. What's your worst boss story and the thing that led you to say, take this job and shove it? I'm out of here, if you've ever done that. 888-630-WMAL. Now, I got to say, Lisa, this is, it's like one of those, it's like a Dear Abby kind of website where managers write in and say, give me your advice on this. It's called askamanager.org. It's an interesting site. And I can't understand why this guy would even put himself out there because he looks like a total...
Or girl. We don't know if it's
that's
man
true.
Or woman,
that's
right?
true. That's right. Do we have a name here? No, we don't. All right. So, listen to this. I manage a team, and part of their job is to provide customer support over the phone. Due to a new product launch, we're expected to provide service outside of our normal hours for a time. This includes some of my team coming in on a day or our office is normally closed. And he goes on to say that one employee asked to come in 2 hours late one day. Because she was graduating from college. And he goes on to say that she's one of my best employees. She never missed work. She was always on time.
6 years, I
think it was. For 6 years.
Never missed a day.
She was homeless at one time in her life, and she pulled herself up by her bootstraps. She put herself through college via night school. And the reason she wanted to be late for 2 hours, was because she wanted to attend her college graduation.
Right.
Now, this guy, and he admits to all of this, he's so clueless. He says, instead of just giving her the time off, he says, well, if you can find someone to cover for you, sure, you can take the time off. Now, right there, I think the guy's a loser.
Right.
Just say, baby, we'll cover you. Don't worry about it. You did a great job. We applaud you. In fact, take the whole day off. You should be celebrating. Congratulations.
Right.
If you find someone to cover you. And she couldn't find anyone to cover me. She came back and pleaded and said, I'm sorry. I can't find anyone to cover me. Can I just have these 2 hours? I'll make it up another time. And he said, no. And she said, I'm out of here. And I she quit.
I don't blame her. Good for her.
And the guy, the advice he's asking for, get this, when he writes into Ask Manager, he says, you know, I want to reach out to her and tell her how unprofessional it was for her to quit without any notice.
Right.
I want to know the best way to go about doing this. How should I reach out to her and explain to her that she was unprofessional? Now, I'll tell you what the advice was in a minute, but I would love to hear from you. What would you say to this guy? And if you were the employee, what your response would be? Do you think that I think there's a larger question here, too, about our role in parenting, about our roles with our loved ones and on the job, but also with government. Rules are rules. I get that.
Right.
Everyone knows the rules going in, and you got to play by the rules. And I think conservatives have a blind spot here. We're constantly very rigid with regard to, listen, rules are rules, and you just deal with it. And at the end of the day, if you didn't follow the rules, there are repercussions. But you got to look at the rules within the context of real life. Sometimes you do have to understand that there's a human being here. There are other larger issues at play, and sometimes the rules don't always apply, and sometimes you need to bend the rules to be a compassionate human being. And I think it's interesting how people view this story through their own prism. I think the guy is completely in the wrong. You reward a human being's behavior like that, and you figure out a way to make it work. As the manager, that's your responsibility.
Right. Well, my advice to this manager would be to go pound sand, because this is just absurd. And too, like, if you look at the context of the situation as well. So this manager even put in the caveat, which is just shows how out of touch this person is. The caveat that they did give an individual leniency because they had purchased a ticket to a concert. Huh. So somehow a concert deserves leniency, but someone who put themselves through college, who was working during the day, putting themselves through college at night, who wants to attend their graduation ceremony 2 hours late, somehow that doesn't deserve leniency.
Right.
I mean, this is absolutely absurd. Also, the manager had said that they were requiring employees to work outside of the normal business hours as well because of a new product they launched. So this might not have been even within the normal work hours,
right,
that the person signed up to work as well.
It was already an extraordinary circumstance.
Right. Like, this person's a jerk. They should not be in a managing position.
Yeah.
Like, they need to go pound sand, reevaluate life, and, you know, figure out what else to do, because this person's just a moron.
Matt and Alexandria, you're first up on WMAL. What's your reaction to this?
Well, he needs to go back to management 101. I mean, he doesn't understand that he would garnish all sorts of loyalty from this employee saying, you know, it's your graduation, you were homeless. I'd be like, take the day off, I'll cover your shift, you know?
Exactly.
Oh, that's a great thing. That's what he should
have
said.
Matt, I want to work for you.
I mean, it's pretty lame. I mean, you know, all employment is voluntary, all hiring is voluntary, and I get that, and, you know, in pure capitalistic world, whatever, but come on.
I hear you, Matt. I agree. And I think in this work environment, this employment environment, I think that a lot of employers, and listen, I I love the free market. And the fact of the matter is, you know, this guy probably knows that there are plenty of people who will do that job.
Right.
And he knows that he's not going to have trouble replacing her. The fact that the advice that he wants, I got to read this. Even though she doesn't work here any longer, I want to reach out and tell her that quitting without notice because she didn't get her way isn't exactly professional. And then he goes on to say, I want to do this because she was an otherwise great employee and I don't want her to derail her career by doing this again and thinking it's okay. She was raised in a few dozen different foster homes, has no living family. She was homeless for a bit after she turned 18. And besides us, she doesn't have anyone in her life that has ever had professional employment.
Well, I think this person's not as replaceable. I mean, the manager
should be celebrated.
Well, look, I agree with the concept of the fact, look, everybody's replaceable, but it's really difficult to find people that work hard and are good at their job. And the manager stated in this post that this individual, that this woman was an incredible, the hardest worker. Best employee he had. Yeah. She worked for him for 6 years, never missed a day. I mean, that is difficult to find. I mean, there's no doubt people take advantage of the system, for sure. But in the context of this individual, that certainly does not seem to be the case.
I'm with you. I'm going to tell you the advice that askamanager.org gave this person, but we also want to hear from you, your take on this. And sometimes do we focus on things in a way that are, you know, rules are rules, and it's very black and white, and there's no bending and there's no context. Do we do that a little too often in our lives? And can we learn from this experience? Also, if you had a job like this where you've had to do this, well, let's tell us your stories. Right now, it's 6:15. WMAL, traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here comes Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, 270 southbound through Urbana. A bit of volume again past 109. Trying to get through this at the Germantown south on 270. Now delays as you approach Ridge Road past 118 toward Montgomery Village Avenue. We had some police activity over on the left side. Seeing a little bit of volume start to form on the top side of the Beltway heading toward George Avenue, Baltimore-Washington Parkway through Laurel, mostly in the southbound direction for the slowdowns. Looks like we're getting better. DC 295, so stick with it as you're coming off of the Beltway going north past the Naval Research Lab. Had the crash, and it was coming to a halt, but now I'm seeing traffic trying to move along a little bit better through that stretch. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mainly sunny to start, then a few afternoon clouds. Stray shower or thunderstorm possible this afternoon, high 94 degrees. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy. Stray shower or thunderstorm overnight, low 76 degrees. And then tomorrow, sunny along with a few afternoon clouds. And, oh, get this, a stray shower or thunderstorm possible in the afternoon. Tomorrow's high is 94 degrees. Pretty much every day in the late summer here in the Potomac region, you've got a possibility of a stray shower or thunderstorm
right.
in the afternoon.
It's been humid, though.
Have you noticed that? Oh, boy, has it ever been. Right now, 77 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by the Collins Firm.
Attorney Mike Collins here. Come to my seminar next Monday in Greenbelt or Thursday in Springfield. I'll tell you all about the new tax laws and our innovative reservoir trust. Free for our radio listeners. Sign up at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com. Let's move
it up. She dropped the mic. She quit. She walked off the job because all she wanted was 2 hours off so she could go to her own college graduation, and her boss wouldn't let her have it, so she quit. This is a woman who was homeless for a while, lived in foster homes, put herself through college via night school. This manager is asking advice about how she should reach out to her to explain how unprofessional it was that she quit without notice. Here's the response from Ask a Manager. What? No, under no circumstances should you reach out to her. If anything, you should consider reaching out to apologize for how you handled the situation and offer her job back if she wants it. I'm not usually a fan of people quitting on the spot, but I applaud her for doing it in this case. And he goes on to say how this manager completely blew it. And I think that that's an obvious take. But, you know, a lot of times people sort of fall back on this. Well, she knew the rules going in. She should have followed the rules. And come on. The context is very important in situations like this.
Well, and never missed a day in 6 years. Just wanted a couple of hours to attend a graduation.
How about James in Manassas? You're on WMAL. James, what do you make of this manager?
Good morning, guys and gals. I think it's a sad reflection on selfishness. I used to work as an engineer at one of America's largest textile firms. Now, this was years ago. 58 plants, and not a single one of them was unionized, because the philosophy was, first and foremost, you treat these people right. People do not vote in unions because of their pay. It's because of the way they're treated. You know, either they're not being listened to, accommodations are not being made at certain times when they need to be made. And the people just feel used. And somehow, you know, the comments you made earlier about the so-called conservative or GOP pro-business folks, they've got to understand that. They've got to get that. And frustrated people like this young lady, they deserve a helping hand and encouragement.
Thanks, James. I'm with you. There are a lot more employees out there that vote than there are employers that vote. And listen, I'm all for businesses being able to have the right to do what they want to do, but they have to understand that people make businesses work.
Well, and people are going to work harder for you if you treat them well, especially if they're a hard worker to begin with.
All right, Howard in Laurel, you're next up on WMAL. What do you think of this story, Howard?
Good morning. First of all, I agree completely that the manager should have figured out some other way to make it happen to support his employee. However, he's working in a call center. You know, he's managing a call center. He may be managing a call center under contract, and they have service level agreements that they have to hit. And if they're introducing a new product line, it's an extraordinarily busy time, and the impact. If he happens to be shorthanded for a couple of hours, particularly peak hours, it could be that they don't hit those service levels, which means that they could end up losing money from whoever hit them, or they could end up losing a contract, in which case everybody's out of a job.
Howard, I hear you, and listen, we're supposing that maybe that is the case, and let's take your hypothesis and say that is the case. Well, this manager certainly didn't help himself in that regard because she quit, so he's still in the same boat.
Oh, absolutely. And as I said right at the beginning, I would have done things differently. But I could understand the pressures that he would be under to make sure he was fully staffed.
All right.
And I could understand that point of view. It's not as outrageous as you're making it seem. That's the only thing I wanted to say.
But I do think the context that this employer had let someone else off because they had a concert ticket. Yeah. So clearly there's been leniency in the past.
Yeah, I agree. Thank you, Howard, for giving a different perspective on it. I don't think we are making it outrageous. I think it makes itself outrageous
in
the reading.
This guy or woman's a jerk.
How about Eric in the district here on WMAL with Larry and Lisa?
Hey, good morning. I can't believe what this guy has done. I've had employees working for me before, and when you have good people, you take good care of them. I've had people, I got to go take care of this. I'm like, okay, take the rest of the day off with pay, you know, because I know it's a crisis. You know, and I've had like laborers and such that they don't make that much money to begin with. And to take a day off without pay is pretty painful. And the this guy, his management style, it's a word that starts with D and ends with ick.
All right. Thank you, Eric.
I think I know what you're talking about.
We will connect those dots during this quick momentary pause. We continue with your calls, though, here on WMAO at 622.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? If so, call ARS Rescue Router. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. For details and to schedule your free estimate, visit arsofvirginia.com.
Ted Britt Automotive is the place to go for confidence and an amazing experience in purchasing a new car. When you're going to buy a new or pre-owned vehicle, one of the nagging things in the back of your head is, oh, what if I have problems with this car? What if it's a whole bunch of hassle? Well, here's the great thing about Ted Britt Automotive. Ted Britt has this great program called Ted Britt for Life. It guarantees your car is always taken care of. Every vehicle from Ted Britt comes standard with lifetime vehicle coverage on all new and pre-owned vehicles with less than 100,000 miles. So right there, you've got confidence in these guys. And you can be confident in the deals they're going to give you because the Ted Britt Summer Sales event is going on right now. Find the best deals in the area on over 1,200 vehicles in stock. Prices up to $500 to $2,000 below competition on a wide selection of Chevy, Ford, and Lincoln models. And Ted Britt also has two Harley-Davidson locations, tons of new and pre-owned bikes to choose from. So you got confidence in the deal they give you. You get confidence in the great selection of automobiles and Harleys that they've got. Plus, you got confidence that they're going to stand by their car with that Ted Britt for Life program. There's no other choice. Visit one of Ted Britt's 9 great locations or online at tedbritt.com. Ted Britt, celebrating 57 years of dealership excellence.
Lars Peterson, president of IKEA US, with an important message for U.S. consumers.
At IKEA, we want to help create a better life for our customers. Part of that is helping customers create a safe home for their families. According to the CPSC, every 2 weeks a child in the U.S. dies when furniture, TVs or appliances tip over. It's just a drawer which is tempting for a small child to climb and may tip over, causing serious injury or death. The best way to help ensure the safety of your family is to properly anchor all chest of drawers to the wall. You may have heard about the recall of IKEA Malm and other chest of drawer models. I'm urging you today to make sure your chest of drawers are properly anchored to the wall. If they are not, remove them from rooms children can access.
Please contact IKEA or visit IKEA.com to learn more about how you can participate in the U.S. recall and read about how we can work together to create safer homes for our families on our Securit webpage. Thank you.
Hey, everybody, it's Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. People ask us all the time, why do you charge so little? We always ask, why are the others still charging so much? So far, we've saved our clients over $3 million in real estate commissions. So don't get burned by high real estate commissions this summer. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
625, now WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten and the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Let's get you in from the west on 66, but volume leaving Manassas towards Centerville, again in Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, and in Falls Church. But we've been uneventful as far as incidents are concerned. If you're coming out of Gainesville and you're not getting onto 66, but taking 29 through the battlefield, seeing that volume as you make your trip approaching 234. 28 northbound signal light delays heading up toward I-66 in through town. DC 295 northbound, north of the Beltway, past the Naval Research Lab. Still a bit of volume, had the incident. Trying to get everything over to the shoulder, but still going to see the flashing lights. Beltway, good. Virginia and Maryland has been incident-free. On 270 south, trying to get in through Germantown, had some police activity. Past 118 over on the shoulder, and Metrorail no longer single-tracking the blue, orange, and silver lines. They had some unscheduled track repairs they had to do this morning. Safe track surge number 3. With that, we have blue, yellow lines shut down between Reagan National Airport and Braddock Road. Update brought to you by Here Maps. Now, wherever the open road takes you, find your way with Here Maps. It's the free app, has maps for the entire world. Offline turn-by-turn navigation means you don't need to use your data plan. Get it now at here.com/maps. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Another hot one today. Temperatures going back into the 90s, about 94 degrees, with some clouds coming in by this afternoon. Maybe a shower, maybe a passing thunderstorm. No widespread rain expected. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 78 degrees at 627. Having a lively conversation about this young woman who quit without any notice because she couldn't get 2 hours off to attend her college graduation. And the manager who wouldn't give her the time off is asking for advice because he wants to reach out to her to explain how unprofessional she is.
Yeah.
The advice that he was given
he
was...
He should read his own advice.
Your problem, sir. What do you think? Let's go to Tuck in Alexandria. You're on WMAL. What do you think, Tuck?
Hey, good morning.
Hey.
To me, it's a great point of the difference between leadership and management. You see it all the time after 26 years in the Army. Leadership is exactly what some of the other callers were discussing, is taking into account the individual situation, knowing each employee and their needs, and helping them meet their needs and building that loyalty. Loyalty is a two-way street, which obviously managers always ask that one-way.
Well said, Tuck. I appreciate that, and I love the distinction you made there, management versus leadership.
Yeah, and thank you for your service.
Yes, amen to that. 628 on WMAL.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? If so, call McCarthy Services. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
Talk about tumultuous times. The British have quit the European Union. The markets go into a tizzy. Add to that terrorism, natural disasters, recession fears, and the election. Hi, Rick Edelman here. If all of this is causing you to wonder how to manage your investments during these tumultuous times, come to my brand new seminar, Rescue Your Money. It's based on my number one best-selling book, and you'll discover the one major investment goal you should have, the two major obstacles you'll face, the six ways investors fail, the one big question you need to answer, and the one solid investment strategy you need to help you achieve financial security. You'll also receive a free copy of Rescue Your Money. The seminar comes to Bethesda Tuesday and Wednesday, July 12th and 13th at 7 p.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
So my daughter is off to college soon, and I got her some bedding from the company store. The good stuff, as she calls it. She thinks I'm being generous. I know better. See, college is not cheap, and sleep is hard to come by, which is important. So I'm doing whatever I can to assure she gets a good night's sleep. When she actually sleeps.
The company store has been perfecting a good night's sleep for over 100 years. Visit thecompanystore.com to see our full line of college bedding and more. Enter the code PILLOW and get 15% off your order plus free shipping.
Coming up on WMAL, how did Donald Trump respond to the Comey decision on Hillary, and how did Hillary respond yesterday on The Stump? We'll give you audio of their speeches. It is what it is. Coming up after the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. A police officer in suburban Minneapolis shot and killed a man after a routine traffic stop last night. But what has made this case extraordinary is that the man's girlfriend, Lavish Reynolds, who was in the car too, live streamed the aftermath of the shooting on Facebook.
They were pulled over allegedly for a broken taillight around 9 p.m. outside of St. Paul.
He's licensed to carry. He was trying to get out his ID and his wallet.
Reynolds live streaming video from inside the car with her 4-year-old daughter in the back seat.
He let the officer know that he had a firearm and he was reaching for his wallet, and the officer just shot him in his arm.
The officer, still pointing the gun inside the car, explains why he opened fire.
I told him not to reach for it. I told him to get his hand out.
Multiple officers at the scene order Reynolds out of the car, handcuffing her. Her cell phone falls to the ground, and she continues pleading with police.
Please don't tell me he's gone.
Correspondent Ryan Young reporting the officer involved in the shooting is now on administrative leave during the investigation. Hundreds of mourners, friends, and relatives of Alton Sterling gathered in Baton Rouge, Louisiana last night for a second night of protest and prayer. Sterling was shot and killed by police early Tuesday. Baltimore Police Lieutenant Brian Rice heads for court this morning as his trial gets underway. He's one of the six Baltimore cops charged in the death of Freddie Gray, and Rice is the highest ranking of those six. Donald Trump is meeting behind closed doors today with rank-and-file congressional Republicans. The meeting comes less than 2 weeks before a GOP convention that a number of leading Republicans are skipping, including some in Congress. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 17,919, the NASDAQ at 48,59. Sports, 3 homers for the Nats as they beat the Brewers. 14 innings at Dodger Stadium as the Orioles emerge with the win. WMDA, the Mystics lose in San Antonio. Wizards center Nene signs with Houston. And at Wimbledon, Andy Murray and Roger Federer advance to the semifinals. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
I was absolutely terrified of dentists.
As I grew up, there was no greater fear in my life than going into a dental office.
Through Sedation Dentistry, Cascade Center for Dental Health will change the way you see going to the dentist.
I kept hearing Dr. Ferrelius ads, and it sounded like something that would work for me.
It was complete dental restoration that grabbed my attention, and I thought, you know what, it'd be nice to get it all done at once.
When I met Dr. Ferrelia, I was very impressed. I felt that he was very empathetic, and that really made me feel instantly comfortable with him. Everyone is so nice, and they really want to help. It's not like any other medical office I'd ever been in.
Changing lives one smile at a time with our revolutionary full-mouth dental implants.
Wow, one day? Basically, you got all that done yesterday or 2 days ago? You know, people are like, yeah, they look great.
Dr. Ruparelia and the Cascade Center for Dental Health in Sterling are ready to help you smile. Call 866-25-SLEEP today for your personal consultation. 866-25-SLEEP. Online at CascadesDental.com.
Lars Peterson, president of IKEA US, with an important message for US consumers.
At IKEA, we want to help create a better life for our customers. Part of that is helping customers create a safe home for their families. According to the CPSC, every 2 weeks a child in the U.S. dies when furniture, TVs, or appliances tip over. A chest of drawers is tempting for a small child to climb and may tip over, causing serious injury or death. The best way to help ensure the safety of your family is to properly anchor all chest of drawers to the wall. You may have heard about the recall of IKEA Malm and other chest of drawer models. I'm urging you today to make sure your chest of drawers are properly anchored to the wall. If they are not, remove them from rooms children can access.
please contact IKEA or visit IKEA.com to learn more about how you can participate in the U.S. recall and read about how we can work together to create safer homes for our families on our Securit webpage. Thank you.
Have you put off seeing the dentist because you can't afford to go? Are big dental bills taking a big toll on your wallet? Would you like to have dental insurance but think it's too expensive? If you answered yes to any of these questions, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company for a free information kit. See how you can help protect your teeth and your wallet for less than a dollar a day. 1-800-400-0806. This is real dental insurance that can help cover over 350 procedures, all the ones you're most likely to need. Everything from cleanings and fillings to crowns and dentures. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. You can see any dentist you choose, and you'll never pay a deductible. Call in the next 10 minutes, and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-400-0806. That's 1-800-400-0806. 1-800-400-0806.
Make sure your vehicle is road ready. Jiffy Lube's signature service oil change provides you with so much more than just an oil change. Jiffy Lube checks vital fluids, tire pressure, lights, and wipers, and even vacuums the interior. No appointment needed. JiffyLubeDC.com.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Around the Beltway, Maryland, to the Wilson Bridge, only near 210 for the backups, enjoying a lighter than normal trip there. Topside from College Park to Silver Spring. Now getting down to the Beltway, 2995 BW Parkway has been in great shape. Northbound side, though, of 95, keep alert as you push north of 200, the ICC, Maryland 200, as we have a crash report. On the northbound side, 270 southbound. Once you get through Urbana and Hyattstown, had a little bit of activity on the shoulder, again with delays into Germantown before 118, had the police activity on the left side. Beyond, good through Rockville and down through to the Capitol Beltway. Beltway starts to bunch up in Annandale. DC 295 northbound, better getting past the Naval Research Lab. That crash has been cleared. And 395 heavy off the Beltway through Landmark. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, mainly dry and hot over the next couple of days. Best chance to get relief. Thunderstorms will be by tomorrow evening. Just an isolated shower or thunderstorm this afternoon, and same thing for tomorrow afternoon. Otherwise, plenty of sunshine for the first part of the days. And temperatures will be in the lower to middle 90s. Maybe some scattered thunderstorms by tomorrow evening. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 73 in Warrenton, 77 in Bethesda, 77 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Jiffy Lube. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630. WMAL.
637 on WMAL. This is where Washington comes to talk. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. Coming up at 705, Eleanor Hart. She is an activist for the D.C. statehood movement. 735, Al Weaver of Washington Examiner on the presidential campaign. And at 835, Joe Parrishini. He is a former FBI official. Talk about the Comey decision. I'm Larry Connor. Lisa Booth, Washington Examiner, and also a frequent guest on Fox News Channel, is in this morning for Brian Wilson, who's on vacation. Hey,
Good
Lisa.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Well, yesterday, the presidential candidates both gave speeches. Hillary Clinton in Atlantic City. Framed right in front of a failed Donald Trump hotel and casino. And then Donald Trump gave a speech last night in Ohio. And let's first hit with Donald Trump's performance, because many people who witnessed what Donald Trump did in the primary process in his relentless attacks on other Republicans said, well, if this is any indication of how he can go after Hillary Clinton, I mean, just you wait. He won't be like, you know, those Mitt Romneys and those John McCains and those Jeb Bushes, where they'll try to be polite and deferential, and he's just going to go right after her. And if you're ever going to go after Hillary Clinton, now is the time, right, Lisa? You got the Comey report, right?
Absolutely.
She's above the law. She's, you know, laws aren't for the queen like Hillary. They're only for little people. Stuff like that. Well, he talked about that a little bit. Here's his response to Loretta Lynch yesterday, the attorney general, deciding not to go forward with any charges.
Boy, was that a fast determination. Wow. Should have waited a little bit longer. Don't just come out with one or two sentences. Talk about it a little bit.
And he went on to suggest that maybe there was some nefarious dealings between the Clintons and Loretta Lynch.
You're saying you're going to give her a job. You're not allowed to do that. That's bribery, folks. And then the attorney general comes out, and the attorney general says, no charges. That's bribery. Wouldn't you say? That's bribery.
And then, well, then he got a little distracted.
The Democrats, ooh, there was a mosquito. I don't want mosquitoes around me. I don't like mosquitoes. I don't like those mosquitoes. I never did. Okay, speaking of mosquitoes, hello, Hillary. How are you doing?
And then, rather than giving a point-by-point indictment of everything that Hillary did and all of the lies that she told and everything that has been exposed by this FBI director's report, and then hammering her on the fact that she doesn't have to live up to the same laws and standards that the rest of us little people have to live up to, instead, he spent the rest of the time defending himself from charges that have been made against him, like this.
So one of my guys, who's married to a Jewish woman... This is a very fine person, Dan Scavino. He put out a tweet talking about crooked Hillary Clinton. And on the tweet was a star. It's a star. Like a star. And I said, oh, because when I looked at it, I didn't think anything. All of a sudden, it turned out to be, in the minds of the press only, because it could have been a sheriff star, could have been a regular star. My boy comes home from school, Barron. He draws stars all over the place. I never said, oh, that's the star of David, Barron. Don't. So it's a star. Have you all seen this? It's a star.
Lisa, you work in communications. You understand how politicians are supposed to stay on message. Why on God's green earth would Donald Trump voluntarily and purposely in the midst of this speech bring up one of the scandals that plagued, not scandal, but one of the issues that plagued him 2 days ago? Why would he bring it up himself and defend himself again? It's a story from 48 hours ago. Let's talk about Hillary.
Well, look, I'd much rather have him focus on Hillary Clinton, keep the focus on there. I mean, we've seen a lot of these distractions, like talking about Trump University, invoking Saddam Hussein's name unnecessarily.
And it's one thing when a reporter like Jake Tapper says, tell me about Trump University.
Right.
There's no one pushing him to talk about the Jewish star.
I will state the star thing is somewhat ridiculous in the sense that Donald Trump's own son-in-law is Jewish, his daughter's Jewish,
yes,
and his grandkids are Jewish.
Yes.
So the idea that he's somehow an anti-Semite is just like absurd. So I understand the frustration there, considering the fact that it's just, you know, ridiculous on its face. But no, I mean, look, you've been handed a perfect opportunity. All you got to do is hit the ball on a tee, right? Like, it's just sitting there. It's ready for the taking. And yeah, I mean, it's frustrating as a Republican to see him go off on these tangents and get away from the ability to literally just hit the ball. It's right there. All you got to do is run the ball and don't fumble.
Donald Trump is going to get two voters that show up in the booth and vote for him. He's going to get voters who love Donald Trump and want him to be president. And he's going to get people who hate Hillary Clinton and don't want her to be president. I think he's already got the people who love Donald Trump and want him to be president. Now it's time to get the people who hate Hillary Clinton. And defending yourself about his star that no one is even raising now. Well, I guess the media will continue to raise it. And by the way, they're going to talk about it even more today.
Right.
Like we are, because
right.
He raised it involuntarily. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton, she goes and stands in front of a failed Donald Trump casino in Atlantic City.
He calls himself the king of debt. And he earned that title right here in AC. His bad decisions hurt the whole city.
I love it right here in AC because, you know, she's a local.
Right.
Yeah. And she continued.
He intentionally ran up huge amounts of debt on his companies, hundreds of millions of dollars. He borrowed at high interest rates even after promising regulators that he wouldn't.
Now she's boring and she's stilted and she's clearly reading. But guess what? She's on message.
She is on message.
And her message is attack Trump and make people wary of Trump. And guess what? I bet today Trump will respond to this instead of going after Hillary.
Well, and she's also got, you know, obviously the mainstream media propping her up.
Yes, of course.
Which is unfortunate, but we always know this. I mean, this is what happens in elections. But no, I mean, she is very much on message. And it's important for Donald Trump to point out, if she is attacking him about debt, the fact that Hillary Clinton wants to continue the policies where you have President Obama, whose mortgage failed policies like Obamacare and stimulus on the backs of her future generations. And he should be able to hit back on things like that. But instead, he goes off on these tangents about Trump University and things that are just irrelevant.
I am ready for that Donald
election.
Trump, who is supposed to be relentless in attacking Hillary Clinton. I'm ready for him to show up.
Come on, Donald.
It's 6:44.
Do you have a family you care about? Don't have them wishing you didn't keep putting off doing the right thing. Hi, this is Attorney Mike Collins. I'm not trying to lay a guilt trip on you, but I am trying to get you to shape up your affairs. Sleep easier knowing you've done all you can to protect your loved ones from needless expense, taxes, and hassle down the road. Come to my seminar and learn what you need to do now to avoid a legal mess in the future. Tuition is free. Register now at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-700-2292. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-700-2292. That's 1-800-700-2292. 1-800-700-2292.
It's 6:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten and the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Larry. Bowie, not Bowie, but Bowie, Maryland. We have a problem on 197 Laurel Bowie Road. Now, initially, police were allowing a couple cars to get by both north and southbound on 197, but now it looks like they're stopping all traffic between Powder Mill Road, that's just off of the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, and Old Laurel Bowie Road. So if you normally take 197 as part of your normal morning commute, you might want to think about taking Powder Mill Road over toward the BW Parkway and avoiding that so we can get a couple lanes open, and I'll let you know that as soon as that happens. Maryland 95 in the northbound direction, a little bit of unusual volume approaching and passing at the ICC with the crash before you get to 198. Top side of the Beltway, College Park to Silver Spring, slowing. DC 295 northbound, north of the Beltway near the Naval Research Lab. That crash is gone. All right, let's do this rush hour. Virginia, a little bit easier now. I know you have some volume in the HOV lanes, but that longstanding broken down that had been on the shoulder in the Lorton area finally moved on and no longer seeing the arrow boards or anything, so that should improve. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, mainly dry and hot over the next couple of days. Best chance to get relief. Thunderstorms will be by tomorrow evening. Just an isolated shower or thunderstorm this afternoon, and same thing for tomorrow afternoon. Otherwise, plenty of sunshine for the first part of the days. And temperatures will be in the lower to middle 90s. Maybe some scattered thunderstorms by tomorrow evening. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 78 degrees right now in the nation's capital, 6:47 on WMAL. Lisa Booth, you're a big Redskins fan. I know that you are a huge, lifelong Redskins fan. Are you?
Yeah, Washington, D.C. sports fan.
There you go.
From the area, so.
Including the Redskins.
Yes. Lifetime of disappointment.
Wait, at least the Redskins have a cut. Listen, when it comes to football, I'm a Detroit Lions fan, so you have nothing to complain about. Well, listen.
Commiserate together.
Redskins, of course, are very excited these days because Kirk Cousins had a pretty darn good year last year. And we did like that. And so people are a little vexed by the fact that the Redskins haven't quite figured out how to reach a deal with him. They put the franchise tag on him, and this season he's going to make a little under $20 million. But they still haven't been able to make a contract with him, and the Redskins don't seem to be in any hurry to do so. They want to see how he does this year. Maybe last year was a fluke. And Kirk Cousins, apparently, according to the Washington Post, also not really interested in moving this along because he's confident that if the Redskins don't make a deal with him, he's going to get a pretty big fat deal somewhere because of the lack of good quarterbacks in the league. So are you, as a Redskins fan, are you concerned that the Redskins haven't signed Kirk Cousins for the next 7 years?
No, because he's had one good season. I mean, what else has he done in the NFL that is of any particular note? I say give him another season, do some sort of short-term agreement. $20 million ain't bad, especially when you've essentially been a backbencher and haven't really done anything that spectacular. I mean, yeah, you had one good season, but give it some time. Sign a short deal, lock him in for, you know, the next couple of seasons, and then renegotiate him if he does well. Take care of him.
Andrew Luck, who was the number one pick out of Stanford and has been with the Indianapolis Colts. Think about this. The Colts let Peyton Manning go so that they could sign Andrew Luck, the quarterback of the future. And Peyton Manning wins a Super Bowl over there with Denver.
But Peyton Manning's Peyton Manning.
Well, I understand, but they let him go. They let him go for Andrew Luck. He won a Super Bowl over there at Denver. Meanwhile, Andrew Luck, no Super Bowl there, and they just renegotiated his contract.
But when Cousins wins a Super Bowl, then let's talk. I mean,
I'm just telling you what quarterbacks are going
to... One of the best players in college, one of the best, you know.
I'm not comparing it to Peyton Manning. I'm comparing it to Andrew Luck. Andrew Luck has just re-signed a new contract worth $140 million over 6 years. Andrew Luck hasn't won a darn thing, and he's getting that kind of money. Kirk Cousins, now, he hasn't won a whole lot either, but he has won the division for the Redskins in his third season.
Well, sure.
He's going to get a lot of money.
Well, I'm sure, too, after the whole RG3 ordeal and dealing with all that, they're probably a little bit reluctant to make that kind of investment in someone who, you know, we've only really seen one season. But I think $20 million is good. If he has another good season, then talk about, you know, a longer-term contract and take care of him.
All right. Speaking of making money, Dwayne Wade is leaving the Miami Heat. He is going to go work for the Chicago Bulls over there in the NBA, and he's ready to go back home. He's from Chicago, and he's got a 2-year deal worth $47 million. He's already won three championships with the Miami Heat, and Bulls fans are hoping he can bring one home to Chicago. He won't. It's 650 on WMAO.
On July 16th, The Good Life is calling your name. Your next chapter could be your best at Trilogy by Shea Homes. Discover Trilogy at Lake Frederick in the heart of the Shenandoah Valley and explore new paths, feel and look your best, and fill your life with fun and new friends. If you can dream it, you can do it at the 55-plus Trilogy by Shea Homes Resort Community. Trilogy's brand new 36,000-square-foot resort club and 5 new model homes grand open on July 16th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Visit trilogylife.com/Lake Frederick to discover more. That's trilogylife.com/Lake Frederick.
You can have the convenience of teeth in a day with a 10-year warranty on implants from a dentist who has over 36 years of experience. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan, of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and I can restore a full arch of teeth in a single pain-free visit with a variety of sedation options to keep you completely relaxed and comfortable. Losing one or more of your teeth creates a gap in your smile, affects your ability to chew properly, and changes the shape of your face, causing the appearance of premature aging. Dental implant treatments are now the standard of care for tooth replacement. Smile big. Eat what you want. I can perform this latest dental implant treatment in a single pain-free visit. And for our high fear patients, you can even sleep through the entire procedure. McMillan Sedation Dentistry welcomes Dr. Jamie LaViola to our Alexandria practice. Call today at 877-394-4511. 877-394-4511. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Your yard is your kingdom. So when mosquitoes invade, you want more than candles and zappers.
You want warriors like us.
We're Terminix, an elite force of anti-mosquito professionals.
We're armed with 85 years of successful missions against pests and termites.
Terminix will design a custom battle plan for defending your yard. And it starts with a free mosquito estimate. Call 1-800-900-6118.
Our one-of-a-kind mosquito control formula delivers far more than a defensive barrier or repellent. It actually kills mosquitoes where they live.
It's a breakthrough in mosquito control with a natural active ingredient. It's eco-friendly and safe for use around people and pets.
It can eliminate more than 90% of mosquitoes in treated areas in 2 to 3 weeks.
Then we'll come back once a month during the mosquito season to keep them down.
Defending your yard is a big job.
So go big. Go Terminix Mosquito Service.
Defend your yard by calling Terminix, America's leading provider of termite and pest control. For your free mosquito estimate, call 1-800-900-6118. 1-800-900-6118.
It's 6:53. You know what that means. Time to check in to see what your money is going to do today. It's the CNBC Business Report brought to you by IKEA.
Well, in that manic world of Wall Street, stocks could rise today. We're looking at a higher open, but that may change in the 8 o'clock hour when ADP is expected to report that fewer jobs were added in June than in May. We'll see. Samsung's on track for its best quarter in more than 2 years. Profits could be up 17% because of strong sales of its Galaxy phones. Shares of DuPont and Chemours, its old chemical division, could fall today. A jury ordered DuPont to pay $5 million to a man who got cancer after he was exposed to a chemical that's used to make Teflon. The world's largest yogurt maker, Danone, is buying U.S.-based White Wave Foods for $10 billion. White Wave makes organic dairy products like Horizon Milk and Silk Almond Milk. The U.N. says world food prices rose in June for the fifth month in a row. And Buffalo Wild Wings promises to make your lunch in 15 minutes or less, or it will be free. The offer runs Monday through Friday from 11 to 2. I'm Chuck Kamlick, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Lars Peterson, president of IKEA US, with an important message for US consumers.
At IKEA, we want to help create a better life for our customers. Part of that is helping customers create a safe home for their families. According to the CPSC, every 2 weeks a child in the U.S. dies when furniture, TVs or appliances tip over. It's just a drawer which is tempting for a small child to climb and may tip over, causing serious injury or death. The best way to help ensure the safety of your family is to properly anchor all chest of drawers to the wall. You may have heard about the recall of IKEA Malm and other chest of drawer models. I'm urging you today to make sure your chest of drawers are properly anchored to the wall. If they are not, remove them from rooms children can access.
Please contact IKEA or visit IKEA.com to learn more about how you can participate in the U.S. recall and read about how we can work together to create safer homes for our families on our Securit webpage. Thank you.
It's 6:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives, here comes Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And here come the commuters, 95 northbound, Stafford, Woodbridge, heavy. HOV lanes had a little bit of volume, too, to get through Lorton. We had an incident on the shoulder. That finally gone, so that pace getting a little bit better. Now, hold on if you're continuing up onto 395. I'm watching this crash, the activity. 395 in Landmark, right where Duke Street merges on. Left lane blocked. They had everybody, the two cars to the shoulder, but looks like the police car now is going to block that left lane for safety. So take it easy going through there. Delays coming off of the Beltway. Beltway through Annandale, heavy. Topside through College Park, Silver Spring, and to the Wilson Bridge. We're backing up almost back near Route 5 Branch Avenue. Inbound Suitland Parkway crash before you get to First Sterling. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Hot weather continuing, getting into that uncomfortably hot weather. Low to mid-90s today, sunshine with clouds later. And maybe a few showers, thunder showers. No widespread rains expected. Most of us are dry. 76 tonight, tomorrow up to 94 again. Maybe a stray storm in the afternoon. But by evening, a little better coverage expected on thunderstorms. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Thank you, Ray. Right now, we're looking at 78 degrees in your nation's capital. It's 6:56 on WMAL.
One of the things I love to do living in Washington, D.C. is walk around the city, but walking is painful if your feet hurt. Are you bothered by an achy back? Do you suffer from plantar fasciitis? You need to go see my friends at the Good Feet store. I was fitted for my arch supports and was able to walk out of the store with them in my shoes that day. So go to the Good Feet store at Rockville Pike and Wintergreen Plaza next door to Total Hockey or their location in Vienna at the corner of 123 and Park. Tell them Chris Plant sent you. The Good Feet store, the place to go when your feet hurt.
So my daughter is off to college soon, and I got her some bedding from the company store, the good stuff as she calls it. She thinks I'm being generous. I know better. See, college is not cheap, and sleep is hard to come by, which is important. So I'm doing whatever I can to assure she gets a good night's sleep, when she actually sleeps.
The company store has been perfecting a good night's sleep for over 100 years. Visit thecompanystore.com to see our full line of college bedding and more. Enter the code PILLOW and get 15% off your order plus free shipping.
Now, something to think about with Mike Rogers.
The FBI director gets a black eye. American institutions are not faring well with the American public. Under the current administration, they're even lower, according to a Gallup poll. The administration has attacked the police, the Supreme Court, the criminal justice system, big business. The result, a lack of confidence on behalf of average Americans in our institutions. When the director of the FBI decided to take the national stage to declare that he would not recommend prosecution, he put himself in a position to be judged by that decision. After detailing what many believed was the premise for indictment, He offered a weak argument for not recommending indictment. The director's tiptoe into national politics did not serve the public well. It reinforces what the public already believes, that America's institutions are not worthy of their confidence, that the entire political class in America has different standards from the rest of us. And in the process, the director gave one of the great institutions in America a black eye. Something to think about. I'm Mike Rogers.
Do you have acne or even the occasional breakout? With prescription-grade Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can prevent future breakouts. Try Proactive Plus 100% risk-free. Plus, get 2 free gifts and free shipping. Take it from me, Proactive really works. Get prescription-grade Proactive Plus, their amazing skin-purifying mask, and a second gift of your choice. Totally free and free shipping. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you don't pay a penny. Call now, 800-281-8770. 800-281-8770.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice, now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
Coming up on WMAL, should D.C. be a state? It's something that's been debated for so long, it's gaining steam again. So we'll speak with Eleanor Hart, one of the activists in favor of turning the district into the 51st state. We'll also check in with Al Weaver of the Washington Examiner, the latest on the presidential campaigns. All that coming up. Keep it